The Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the GPRTU, Alhaji Antie Tete, has confirmed that the union will from October 1 start testing drivers with alcohol. He told Radio Ghana that the union is forced to take the decision because of the number of lives that get lost on the highways through avoidable accidents. Alhaji Tete says there is a need for public cooperation to ensure the success of the program. He spoke to George Ankra.
If you look at the rate of accidents on our highways now, it's very alarming. The accidents have no time. It comes in the morning, afternoon, evening, any time. And if you look at the accidents, most of them are preventable. So you ask yourself, how can a driver drive and go on head-on collision? Is it in the afternoon or evening? If it is in the afternoon, didn't you see the car? If it's in the night, didn't you see other lights coming? Why the head-on collision? Why are we losing so many people? We've tried a lot of education with the National Road Safety Commission, NCTU, but it's not helping. So we decided to get something, and we think that some of the accidents must have been influenced by alcohol. So we try to get some people to supply this alcometer to enable us to test the drivers when they are not at their free time, but when they are ready to move, so that we make sure that we don't put on the drivers under the influence of alcohol and to threaten the safety of our passengers.
You would agree with me that alcohol is not the only intoxicant or influenza. We have marijuana and other substances that one could use. Well, how about those ones?
Everything has a starting point. The fact is, alcohol is what we have got a machine for. Marijuana and cocaine or asra, this stuff, all are involved. But the issue is, we can see asra easily and stop them, but we can't get the weed people because they hide and smoke. We can't get the cocaine people, they hide and sniff it. And so what is openly identified now is the alcohol. So that is why we are tackling the alcohol. We tackle the alcohol, and still the carnage is going on. Then you know that there are other causes which needs to be tackled. Gradually we will be getting to a point.
If I start vehicle from Accra and I reach Suhun or anywhere where we're supposed to have a stop, a terminal stop, I can go in there and take my alcohol, because these days we even have the sachet ones, the total packs that anybody can carry in the pocket, or flax. How about that too?
Like you are saying, it's true. I never maybe stop and go and take something. Now, if we have told the passengers, we've tested that driver as alcohol-free or permitted level, so he can drive, it is left for the passengers in between the destination and starting point to monitor the driver. You don't allow the driver to go and pass somewhere, say, oh, I'm seeing somebody and come, knowing very well that there is a drink around the area, and he may be doing so. Now, those people who sell the total pack and these small alcohol drinks too must be controlled. There should be levels for them to get to the lorry park. They should not be allowed to get closer to the lorry park. Even those who have opened joints at the various lorry parks and are selling alcohol drinks, I think the assemblies must be able to clear them off. We must all do our duty to get this thing going on.
You'll be surprised that a passenger may want to check a driver for going to drink, but majority of the others would rise up and say, are you the only one on board? Why are you too known? And all that kind of thing. What are we doing to these people?
We need education to educate everybody. Because somebody may be a drunkard himself and he'll be happy that the devil is drinking. Or he may even be a friend of the devil and he's on board. And so when you talk, it goes wide on behalf of the devil. But our lives are not one and a half. It is always one. When you lose one life, you've gone and you've gone forever. So we beg the public to help us to discipline those recalcitrant drivers and make sure that we have accident-free or a minimized accident on our roads.
Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the GPRTU, Alhaji Antie Tete, in an interview with George Ankra.